Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is with such great joy that we come again today to open your Word, knowing that you desire to reveal yourself to us through it. And Lord, as we look at your sovereign work in the book of Esther, I pray that you will add to our lives the truths that you want us to know about yourself, your son Jesus, and your ways. We ask you, Lord, to lead us into all truth and to guide us by your Holy Spirit, empowering us to live in ways that are pleasing unto you. And we'll ask all these things in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is, Who and Where Is He? And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 7 and verse 5. The plot had thickened as King Ahasuerus and Haman sat listening to Queen Esther's answer to the request of the king for what she desired up to half the kingdom. While she pled for her life and the life of her people, we might imagine the king moving to the front of his seat with heated interest and wonder as to who was behind this extinction idea. In chapter 7 and verse 5 of the book of Esther, we see King Ahasuerus' response to Esther's plea. We read, Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, Who is he, and where is he, that presumes in his heart to do so? The verse begins, Then King Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen. At this moment, we might notice that the king directs all his attention to Esther. It is as though no one else is at or around the table. It is like Haman is not there, servants are not there, and no one is in attendance except King Ahasuerus and his queen. We can almost visualize his direct stare at Esther when he answered her. The verse goes on to say, Who is he and where is he that presumes in his heart to do so? When we consider this question, we should keep in mind who is asking it. This is the man who is the ruler of the known world at the time. Power to rule was his and was only limited by that which was already written into Persian law. His question is pointed and direct, and who and where indicated that as soon as he knew the answer, that person better watch out. Notice too that he uses the phrase, presumes in his heart. King Ahasuerus knew from where evil intentions such as these begin. They begin in the heart of a man. Presumptive as it may be, the one who contrived such a genocide as this should only have one fate in his future, and the king was ready to inflict it for him. As we consider this verse, let us put ourselves in the place of King Ahasuerus for a moment. Can we imagine hearing about the demise of those whom we love? Within all of us is a nature to protect someone we love. And if we heard that someone was going to destroy them, wouldn't we respond in the same manner? Interestingly enough, sometimes we forget words like these from Paul the Apostle in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, where we read, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. For our enemy is often spiritual wickedness, and it's manifested through human beings such as Haman. We should remember that God Almighty is behind the scenes of all the activities within the book of Esther. And one of the lessons we should learn from this book is that although Haman was being used to attempt to destroy Israel, God Almighty was going to protect them. As we ponder these things, perhaps we have those in our lives whom the enemy would destroy as well. And if so, we must call upon God and remember to ask the question, Who is he and where is he? And then turn whoever it is over to the Almighty God. Next time, we see Esther name her adversary. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,